Bethel voters have decided their community should remain wet for the time being after the strictest form of local option alcohol control available failed in Tuesday's election. Sponsors of the petition drive that put the proposition on the ballot are disappointed and now seek different options to move forward. One thing is for certain, legal sales are still going on in Bethel, though for now there is only a beer and wine store and a restaurant selling those beverages. While there is no one currently selling liquor legally anywhere in town, that could change quickly. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board tabled a discussion and a vote on a transfer of Bethel Native Corporation's liquor license to the Sea Lion Corporation, which owns Swanson's. The ABC board will meet on the 15th of this month, and that transfer is likely to appear on the agenda. Should the transfer go through, there'd be nothing preventing Sea Lion from going beyond BNC's decision to voluntarily limit sales to beer and wine, and instead sell hard liquor. BNC decided on that limit voluntarily in the months following the denial of Alaska Commercial's liquor store license renewal and its subsequent closure. Cesar Michinski is the other liquor license holder in Bethel and currently has a one-year extension from the Bethel City Planning Commission for his plans to comply with parking lot requirements set in place for his proposed liquor store. His license was granted back in April, but his conditional use permit has been on hold, in part to await the outcome of this local option vote. How best to move forward is a question that's on everyone's minds, and the next steps are not yet clear. Changes can come either through another type of local option election or through city ordinance. But an ordinance like the one proposed this past June by Councilmember Leif Albertson to limit sales to beer and wine, essentially, might make the city legally vulnerable, says Bethel City Attorney Patty Burley.
Well, the ABC Board and Alaska statute has licenses that limit beer and wine. When you're wet, you open all of them, not just the beer and wine licenses. So we would be open to challenge by a regular liquor store saying, wait a minute, you're infringing on my right to sell what I'm legally allowed to sell.
That means the best path forward could come from another, less restrictive type of local option, such as Type 2, allowing import and possessions and restaurant sales, or local option Type 3, which would allow the city to run its own package store, such as the one Kotzebue currently operates. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.